I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I'm glad you could join us this week. Once again, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. By the way, if you've been at the website, of course, being drbill.cc, if you've been to the website this week, you'll notice that we are carrying live coverage of CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Tech Podcast team is there, Todd Cochran and Andy McCaskey and all the guys, Geekazine Dude and all the different ones there that are able to go to CES are cluing us in on what's going on at CES. So if you've been watching the coverage, you can go to drbill.cc and watch it live. And I tell you, it's good stuff. I've been watching some things and some presentations they've done, and there's some neat, geeky gadgets out there. I would love to get my hands on some of those geeky gadgets that I've seen that they've talked about. So who knows? Some of them may show up on the netcast at some point. We'll do a little review of them. Alrighty, let's look at what's happening with the tech news this week. And I tell you, we're back in the swing. I did a lot of blogging this week, so you need to go check out the blog and see what all we were talking about. We're going to cover some of them right now. 41% of new smartphone users are choosing Android. Very, very smart people out there using Android, because Android is open, and it's got a lot of cool apps and a lot of cool stuff. There are tablets coming with the Android operating system, the new version 3. Operating system is going to handle tablets specifically. It's going to be engineered specifically for tablets. And of course, the smartphones will work as well. But I'm telling you, there's some neat stuff coming up ahead. And you just need to really check it out. If you're not an Android user, go out and get you an Android smartphone. You're going to really, really like it. Now, speaking of recommendations, let me give you another recommendation. As it says right here on the lower third, check out GoDaddy.com. We've got some savings for you. If you've been thinking about getting your website hosted with 99.9% uptime, I'm talking about uptime you won't believe, you need to check out GoDaddy. And what would be of tremendous help is if you would click right on our website, right there, there's a GoDaddy ad. If you click that, you will save 10% on anything that you buy from GoDaddy, and we've got all kinds of good stuff there that you can click on and participate. GoDaddy.com, you need to check them out, because excellent web hosts. I do all of my domain registration through GoDaddy. Highly, highly recommend it, all right? And I do a lot of domain registration, believe me. Wow. Anyway, that's the drum roll telling us it's time for another Geek Software of the Week. And this week, I got a good one for you. I'm telling you, let me just tell you the story. I used to use some software called OmniPage that I paid a lot of money for. And it was good. Did a good job. I could put the document in my scanner. I could scan it. And I could OCR, optical character recognition. And then I could go in and edit the document and all that. That was really nice. But you know how I am. I'm just a geek. What can I say? I like to have the latest version of software. And so I needed to OCR something, needed to put it in my scanner and OCR it. And I'd long since rebuilt my system, didn't have that software on it anymore. So I said, all right, let me go out and get the upgrade. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe what the upgrade was going to cost. And the full price was about $500. So I'm like, wait a minute, the doctor, if it's not open source, I ain't going to fool with it. So I went out and looked for an open source free package, and the Geek Software of the Week presented itself. Check this out. This software will rock your world. I'm telling you. Now, here's the reason. You say, but Dr. Bill, OCR is great, but I don't even have a scanner. Check this out. You're going to love it. Geek Software of the Week is free OCR. And as the name implies, it is 100%, 110% free. It's just totally free. Now, here's the thing. Google has provided some libraries for optical character recognition and released them to the world. And so this guy wrote a graphical interface that uses Google's technology, you know, the libraries and so forth, and does OCR. And it works great with your scanner. If you have a scanner, you just put your document right in there, you scan it in with free OCR, and it's text. But here's the part that I like. You're going to love this. Even if you don't have a scanner, if you've got PDF documents that you want to be able to edit, you can point the free OCR software at the PDF, and it will scan in the text from the PDF. Aha! How's that for cool? And it works great. And I'm telling you, I used it this week on some projects that I had, and I'm telling you, it worked really, really well. So this Geek Software of the Week, hey, it saved me a lot of money and saved me time and all kinds of stuff. And the interface is smooth. It's nice. So free is good. Amy, yeah, you like free? I like free. All right? So go out and check it out. I got a link there on the blog to free OCR version 3. So it's been out a little while. It's got all the bugs worked out of it. You're going to like it. I'm telling you. All right, next item. 20% of Windows users are now using Windows 7. Now, this actually surprised me in a good way, because Windows 7 I've been very impressed with. You know, I was kidding around about hiding Tux and while I was talking about Windows 7 once before, at least covering his ears. But, hey, as much as I love Linux and open source, Windows 7 is a real improvement over the past. Okay? Just saying. So, 20% of Windows users have now switched over to Windows 7. That's good news, because it's also much more secure than all the previous versions of Windows. So, if you're thinking about upgrading, you ought to really look into it. All right, live coverage from CES I already talked about. This next item, geek culture. You know, I don't have as much geek culture as I used to. Part of the reason is when you post these videos, like up on YouTube or whatever, they're really serious about not doing copyrighted content, and so there's not a whole lot you can show. But in a news orientation, I'm going to show you just a little bit of this next news story. And the reason is, this guy is a homeless guy. This hit the web the first part of this year, over the last few weeks, and this was a sensation, and is still, people are still checking this out because it's so amazing. This guy, homeless, carrying a little cardboard sign, but instead of saying we'll work for food, he will do voiceovers for food. Okay, so he's got an amazing voice. Check out his announcer voice on this video.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you so much. God bless you.
See what I mean? Isn't that cool? I mean, what a voice. That's awesome. And now it turns out, now this is, hey, folks, only in America. He started getting in job offers like you wouldn't believe after his video went viral on YouTube. You know, the news footage that they took of it. And I've got a link right there in the blog where you can click on it and see the whole interview. Well, now he is going to be the voice of the Cavaliers. And he is going, and they got him a house. I mean, this is just awesome. It's an awesome story and a great way to start the new year. All right. So check it out. Geek culture. I mean, this is geek culture. This guy, his whole life got turned around because of a YouTube video. Whoa. Okay. Next item. CES, I was talking about that earlier. Tablets are taking over. There are more tablets than you can shake a stick at. Maybe two or three sticks. Tablets are really the future. And basically, The story that I've got a link to here says tablets will finish off netbooks in 2011, 10 reasons why. And I got to go along with this. The netbooks are nice. I've got one through work that I use, and it's nice. But tablets, I'm telling you, the form factor and the design and the way it works, dude, I'm there. Now, I don't have a tablet yet, but I'm looking for the shootout. And once they figure out which one's going to be the really cool one, see, you know, I like the iPad. I've used an iPad briefly playing with it because my brother-in-law's got one and through his work, and I've played with it. It's nice, but, you know, I just would rather go with something a little cheaper. $900 is just a little steep, if you know what I mean. So I'm waiting for a cheaper version that's cool. And as much competition as there is out there, there's going to be one that's going to be right in my ballpark. I just think there will. Okay? So anyway, those are the news items. Check out the CES coverage. I'm serious about that. Go to the blog. Up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see Tech Podcast Network CES 2011 live coverage. Click on that. Watch the coverage. You'll be amazed at the good stuff that Todd and the gang there at techpodcast.com are covering. And that's one reason that I really appreciate being part of the network. I mean, I can't go to CES, you know, I'd love to, but hey, I can participate in live coverage because I'm part of the network. Isn't that cool? All right, well, tell you what, it's just about time for me to get out of here. But remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.